This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're joined today by Jacob Emerson, the expert journalist on Medicare Advantage and insurers and payers. We're going to talk today about, this has been an eventful week for Medicare Advantage. And I saw today that Humana dropped 13% yesterday on some of the Medicare Advantage news. Jacob's going to unfold some of that for us and explain to us what's going on. Jacob, let me tee it up and ask you to explain to us what's going on with Medicare Advantage and why are the payers taking another chin this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So you said it, Scott, there's so much going on right now with Medicare Advantage and how insurance companies are paid for the coverage they provide to millions and millions of seniors all over the country. And so April 1st, CMS finalized its rates for 2025, much to the disappointment of the entire insurance industry, which has come out saying that it's disappointed about these rates and that supplemental benefits for some carriers might need to be cut because of the rates that have been issued. And essentially, payers are saying that costs are going up, utilization is going up among seniors with healthcare. And so these rates that have been published by CMS are not enough to meet the healthcare that they are providing. So CMS finalized a slight decrease in MA benchmark payments, 0.16%, but the agency contends that plans overall will see 3.7% higher revenue in 2025. So that's really interesting. And what's also interesting is that in their rate notice, CMS essentially said that healthcare usage among the Medicare population is where they thought it was going to be even before COVID-19, and that they aren't seeing what the major insurers are saying is happening, which is rising utilization and therefore rising costs. So they're basically saying that they base MA rates off of traditional fee-for-service Medicare trends. And so because they're not seeing the extreme usage rise on the traditional side, that's why Medicare Advantage rates are where they're at for 2025.
And are you hearing anything from the payers that you talk to about these rates and their impact on the payers?
You know, I think it's a little bit early specifically for certain payers to come out saying, you know, this is what that they're disappointed. However, these rates have been out for months now, so we knew that they were going to be disappointed with where they're at. I believe CVS's CEO said that what the proposed rates were going to be, which they are largely the same when they were first proposed. CVS's CEO, Karen Lynch, said that what the rates are is not keeping up with the cost of the care that they're providing. So yeah, we knew this was coming, and payers' disappointment was well known before this final rate was published.
No, it's really a fascinating situation, and you've seen, I think, the major payers have gotten slammed this week based on this, and it is fascinating to watch, isn't it?
It is, and share prices for a lot of the major insurers fell more than 4% immediately following the final rate announcement. And then the Better Medicare Alliance, which is essentially, it's a group that represents the largest insurers and their Medicare Advantage plans, said that this rate notice has failed to address their concerns, and that it risks the stability of the affordability of these plans. And again, these plans during investor calls in the last quarter had all warned that supplemental benefits could be cut because of this final rate notice.
Thank you. It really is fascinating because it's hard, as somebody who's watched healthcare for 30, 40 years, to ever have too much empathy for the payer on these issues, particularly when they cleaned up so much during sort of COVID on these Medicare Advantage and managed care plans by having a lot of care delayed and not put forth. Sure. It is hard as an observer to be too empathetic on it, and it is fascinating to see the impact on the stock price and the potential earnings and so forth. What a fascinating situation.
But what I think is important to note here, though, Scott, is that CMS directly responded to what you just said, that, you know, care utilization, that the payers are saying that care utilization is going up post-pandemic, especially outpatient services. I've heard orthopedic services mentioned specifically, vaccinations mentioned specifically. But CMS responded to this and said, there was a notable decrease, obviously, in outpatient utilization during 2020, during the pandemic. So because of that, utilization has increased since 2020. But then they said that the actual 2023 utilization remains below where they thought it was going to be, that annual trends have returned to levels projected prior to the pandemic. So CMS is saying we're at healthcare utilization levels that we knew were going to exist even before we knew COVID existed. And so because of that, we based MA rates off of where we thought utilization is. So the one thing that they did note, though, in that is that dual special needs plans enrollment has risen in the Medicare Advantage market over the last several years. And DS&P is individuals who are eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare. Those individuals, you know, very low income, they usually have special needs, a lot higher rates of chronic conditions, so more expensive to care for. And so they were saying, because a lot of payers are covering healthcare for that population more and more, that is a possible reason for why some of the payers are seeing higher Medicare Advantage costs. So they're not denying that the payers are seeing this. They're essentially just saying that they based MA rates off of Medicare, traditional Medicare utilization rates.
Yes. And this is the trend line. Even though the trend line might have provided a windfall during COVID, this is the trend line of utilization. So it's not out of line with what CMS had projected. Fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. I think another, there's a lot going on with Medicare this week. And another big thing that I've got to mention is that we've now heard from several major insurers. So they're going to be covering the weight loss drug Wegovy for Medicare members with certain heart conditions. And that's a big deal because Wegovy is weight loss only. It's not for type 2 diabetes. And so that paves the way for broader coverage of weight loss drugs under Medicare, which is currently prohibited under federal law. And so Elevance, Kaiser, CVS are all going to be moving in that direction.
Well, that's fascinating. I did see this where Costco was offering Ozempic at a really reasonable price. And at one point, we're going to see volume just explode and pricing seem to normalize, some it seems like.
I think
at least that seems like the pathway that we're getting to at some point.
Potentially. I think insurers would love to see that. Absolutely. If they're covering these drugs. But, you know, again, Ozempic is for type 2 diabetes. Wegovy is prescribed for weight loss. And so that's the big differentiator here and why it's such a big deal that several major insurers say they're going to be moving in this direction, because it all stems from back at the beginning of March, FDA approved Wegovy to be used for preventing cardiovascular events for adults who are obese or overweight. CMS followed up a little bit later saying that Medicare Part D plans, which are administered by private insurers, they can cover these anti-obesity medications if approved for certain health benefits and certain conditions like the cardiovascular that I mentioned. Basically, it's the first Medicare plans that are going to be covering these weight loss, specifically weight loss drugs, not type 2 diabetes drugs, but weight loss. And that's a big deal for the Medicare program.
Amazing. Truly amazing and fascinating. And obviously the weight loss will help all kinds of different health ailments. So at the end of the day, hopefully the weight loss drugs and the cost of them actually does have a benefit in terms of long-term costs and health, and we'll see how it plays through. Jacob, as always, great to visit with you on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.